Okay, boys. So post Hanukkah, we're going to start a new sefer now. We've been going through the Musar and Hashkapa of the Gra. We did Tamidei Agra, we did the Nefesh HaChaim, the Ruach HaChaim, then we did the Musar of the Gra and the Evan Shlema. We did the Musar of the Gra through the Sefer of, then we did other things, Tamar Dvar, etc. But we did the Evan Shlema and we did the Agadas of the Gra. So in keeping to that, I wanted to choose another Sefer, and it's a little less exciting in a way than the Agadas of the Gra that were really, really, you know, hashkafically very fundamental and very mind-blowing in terms of what he was able to take out of the Gemara. But the Geras HaGra is very, very powerful Musar. And Kederach of the Gra, it's tiny words, tiny in its words, and every word is a powerful yesod. Now, I will say that imagine for a minute growing up in the Gra's house. Right now, if anyone learned in Brisk, you can imagine for a minute trying to grow up in the Brisker Rav's house as one of his children. Right, it'd be pretty hard. It's hard. A lot of pressure, you know. Hey, I'm growing up in the Brisker Rav's house, you know. Don't look the wrong way during Kiddush, and you know, you're like me, you know. So now imagine just growing up in the Gra's house, just for a moment. It means the Gra, like we spoke out on Hanukkah, was able to was surprised when he told his Talmud that he could disprove Aristotle by bringing the entire constellations onto this dining room table and take it apart in a minute by saying the Shem Hashem. And his Talmud was looking at him like, really, you could do that? And the Gra didn't even understand why the Talmud was surprised. Okay? So we're talking about the initially Kim, and growing up in his house, probably there was a lot of pressure. I mean, pressure, but just the concepts, the musagim. You know, wow, like, you know, so this letter is very intense. He's writing things to his wife, how to be mechanech the children, how she should act herself, what she. So there's a lot, but there's a lot of things that are very relatable, very unbelievably relatable. So I think that it's a short sefer, it's not a long sefer. We'll go now. The Geras HaGra is about, it's a few paragraphs long. In today's day and age, it's already a full sefer by itself. Geras HaGra. What?
I was wondering.
Yeah, there's full svarim on it nowadays. I will try to perhaps purchase them, but I don't want to, you know, by the time we get them, we'll be finished. But it's a fascinating sefer. Now, just historically speaking, the Gra tried to make Aliyah, tried to move to Eretz Yisrael. He was not Matzliach in going to Eretz Yisrael, however. His Tamidim went, and his Talmidim went, and now his Kimidua, the Yishuv and Eretz was the Talmidei Agra. So this letter he wrote to his wife as he was traveling in his Golus to Eretz Yisrael. Now part of it is, most of it is Musar and concepts that she should maintain in the household while he's gone. So we're going to get a glimpse to how did the Gra raise his family? How did the Gra, what was his expectation of his wife and children? And I guess when he was home, he himself, you know, feared eyeing these things. So it's a pretty fascinating letter. We're going to go slow because we want to be medayik in the Gra. The Mefarshim will say, there's a letter here from Rav Chatzkel Sarno, Mashgiach Chever Yeshiva, and he writes that the same way that you're medayik the Gra in Shulchan Aruch, and your medayik the Gra and anywhere else he writes, that every word is powerful. In the letter he wrote, it's the same way. The Gur didn't change his style. He was very short and to the point, and in everything, that every word here, you could be medayik. So let's do our best, and we'll start. Again, I'll try to get Svarim for everyone, but in the meantime, we'll start. And let's not forget, the Shir is dedicated to Ezra Forshlein Mepar Ari Yosef Ben Tvar Hinda. So the girl starts in a very, very interesting and actually, again, strong Musar to us. It's not Musar. This part is not Musar, but perhaps this is the strongest Musar in the whole Sefer. He says, as an introduction to the letter, Basi Levakesh Me'itchem Shaloi Tetzta'aru Klalu Klal. I am coming with this first before I start my letter. I'm being Mevakesh. I'm asking and requesting of you, my wife, that you should not have any tsar, any pain, klalu klal whatsoever, in this that I'm traveling and leaving you. Kama sheftichu li amitis, and I need you to promise me in total truth that you are not going to have tsar from this. Vegam leitidagu, and you should not be worried. So he's very medayik here. They say in the Mepharshim, she says, klal, klal. He says, because really, it's brought down from the Arizal that a person who leaves his wife and is not being mekayim as chiyuvim to his wife, in reality, really, he needs to be moichel b'leiv shalim. And therefore, he writes specifically, klal u klal. You should have no tzar from this. Please be moichel machiv to let me go. Think about it, this is a gra. And the gra's avoida to go to Eretz Yisrael. Who can imagine what sort of tikkunim he was trying to accomplish? Practically, who knows? If the gra would have gotten to Eretz Yisrael, maybe there would be a base mikdash by now. Saying, this is not, you know, hey, I want to go to the Waldorf Astoria for a weekend. I'm saying, this is the gra's going traveling to Eretz Yisrael. And he says, Lamaisa, for me to go, I need you to be moichel, and you should have no tzar in my traveling at all. And so much so, even if you promise me, I need you to promise me, shekima sheftichu li amitis. Your promise to me has to be completely true. And they bring here that someone asked the Chazon Ish, says, what's the highest darga that someone can reach in this world? So he thought that Chazon Ish would say, do you know, call it knowing Shas Bavli, knowing Yerushalmi, etc. So he said, no, the highest darga is that you could live in this world and no one and not having caused tsar to any yid. Not having caused tsar to any yid. That is the highest darga. So that's what the Gro is afraid of. Here I am. I'm trying to do my high avoida, my level of avoida. Wow, I'm going to be going to Eretz Yisrael. If I'm going to be good on the way, I'm going to be going tzar to my wife. I can't go. So this, you know, sometimes you know, there's not a high to God. There's not a modern day thing. Here's the Gro telling us that sometimes people can get caught up in their quest of ruchnius, and it can come at the expense of the more simple obligations that one has in Benam Mechaveroi to his wife and to his mother, who lived there as well, apparently. And on that he says, before I go, I am asking of you, Shaloi Tetzta'aru, that this, I hope, will not cause you any tzar, Klal Uklal, Vigam Letidagu. And no worries whatsoever. Okay? Now he continues and gives him chizuk. And he says, I'll give you a little bit of chizuk, why this shouldn't bother me that much. He said, basically, he says, Hine, anashim, there are many people, noisim al kama shonim bishvil mamon. There are people, we've heard those stories, it may not be so common nowadays, but in those days, people would travel for years in order to get parnasa. Right? So imagine a person is leaving his household because he needs to provide for them and he needs to get parnassah. So he has to travel for many years to get his parnassah. For money, people travel for years and it's common. Manichim nishay sayhem, they leave their wives. And they're willing to travel with nothing. But I and you who are letting me go are not, we're doing this for money. We're not doing this to have, you know, extra things in the house and enjoy the trip. I need toida lokel. Thank God. I'm going to the Holy Land. Shehakol mitzapim lir oisa. It's the land that everybody wants to see. Chemdas kol Yisrael. It's the chemda. It's the desired place of everyone in Israel, b'chemdas Hashem yizbarach, kol elyonim atachtoinim teshukasam eleh. And all the elyonim atachtoinim, their teshuka, their desire, we're going to go back in the Medayik, all these words, what's he saying here? But he's saying in general, I'm going to Eretz Yisrael, which is a place that everyone wants to go. B'ani neisea b'sholim, and I'm not traveling, b'choyser kol, I'm not going to be nov and nod, and I'm going, so you have nothing to worry about. Begam, okay. B'sholim Baruch Hashem. Furthermore, so therefore, that's part of why you have. So I'm giving you two reasons why you shouldn't worry. Number one is don't worry because I'm going for a good reason. I'm going to go be attached to Eretz Yisrael, to get connected to Eretz Yisrael. Number two is don't worry because I'm going b'sholim. The gam at yada yadas. Furthermore, you know, she nachti yaladi, she leave behind my land. I also left behind our children. B'chol svara hay karmen, all my svara. I left behind my wife, my children, and my svara. And I left everything. In other words, what he's trying to say is clearly, this is very, very important to me. So first of all, I'm going for something the Jews in history, throughout history, have been trying to do. Number two is, I'm safe. Number three is, you see how important it is to me that I'm willing to give up everything to go try to do this dream of mine. This is a very personal perspective into the Gra, what he's, you know, I'm willing to give up all these things. This is what, you know. So I think that what I would like to do tomorrow is get a look into the wording that the Gra used over here, the detail, how he described Eretz Yisrael, and maybe find other places in the Gra's writings that we could figure out exactly the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael and what the Gra, you know, how important it was to the Gra to go to Eretz Yisrael. We'll learn that. We'll learn about that more tomorrow. Okay. Shkoyach, everybody.
Shkoyach.